Rav. Rabbi Yitzchak Shaul. Rabbi Yitzchak asks, "V'lam alei anan armim? Why don't we say in our Mishnah when it says the Yavama goes out by chalitza? So why don't we say bein chalitza bein chalitza's chaverta? She goes out whether it's with her chalitza or whether with her friend's chalitza, right? It's either one." So Chazar Bamra, he said, you know, he reneged on his question. He said, no, it's not a question. Mat Ninon, what does it say? What does it say? Now I'm going to change around like Shai Teres Yisrael does the two words here. It should be Mat Ninon b'chalitza sa. Does it say in her own chalitza? Lo, it says b'chalitza. Okay, so just transposing those two words. So it doesn't say her own dafka. It's any chalitza. So if I'm going to go out not just their own chalitza, chalitza of any of the co-wives. V'acha, so that means a bein b'chalitza. So a bein b'chalitza is chaverta. Either one. Says, well, wait a minute, that can't be. V'atzina doesn't say in the Mishnah b'biyah, that Yivam is acquired by biyah. Isach member bein b'biyah, so bein b'biyah is chaverta. Can you say that it's biyah means either one? Obviously not. You can't do both. It's either it's one or the other, right? And the whoever gets the biyah is the one who actually is misya bemis. Rather, masnisa yivam achas. Rather, in a chanami, it's true. Chalitza works on any one yivam is to accept the other ones. But our mission is talking about where there's one yivam, right? Not two yivamas, right? So matzichul ebishne yivamas. What's bothering him, Rabbi Yitzchak? By two yivamas, that's not the topic of our mission. We're not concerned with that. Okay. Rashua Rabbi Yitzchak boy. Rashua Rabbi Yitzchak asked. Shivcha karufa b'mei koina atzma. Lefotim in Amalkus. A Shivra Rufa is a woman who's half slave and half free. Okay? Now, earth status halacha is really an interesting one, which is going to be discussed here. So a Shivra Rufa is half slave and half free. She has some form of marriage. Because the Torah says she does. Otherwise, we would assume she has no marriage. A chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin cannot contract the marriage. But a chatzi shivcha chatzi bas chorin can contract the marriage. It's an interesting dichotomy. So shivcha rufa, but when she goes out of the whatever form marriage she has, how does she acquire herself? Now also, her marriage is not true issues, and therefore somebody has relations with her while she's quote-unquote married is not going to get killed. But rather, all he gets is malchus. He only gets flogged. And she gets flogged, too. The child is an eved. It's chati eved. No, it has options. It has to be released. So it's not a problem. But it is also a level of the call, because it has its own options. So what's the status of Mr. V. Malchus? What's her status with V. Malchus to exempt her and the guy has relations with her from Malchus? So, actually, I think the guy who's related to her does not get Malchus. She gets Malchus. The guy who has related to her just brings a carbon.
Even if it's bemazed, it's Asham Shivcha Rufa's brought even if the guy was bemazed. So what exempts her from the status? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Pshito She'en Yoytze Beget. There's no get in this case. No such thing. If somebody is half slave and half free, a male, there's no marriage with the Kava saw, and similarly, if he divorces, there's no divorce. And here too, if she gets divorced, there's no grounds of the divorce, right? There's no grounds of divorce, right? It's interesting, the Mayon Yeshua on the bottom here, brings down that notes that the Rambam does not bring down that which you say here in Chushim Legation that there's no such thing as divorce,
right? So so it's possible
I'm not sure exactly how to explain it, why the Rambam doesn't bring it down at all. But it's possible that the Rambam holds that, again, like we said before, that since there is a half-slave component, half-free component, so maybe
I don't know. I'm not sure. I thought this morning I had some approach, but now I'm not sure. But the bottom line is, my initial is bothered by why the Rambam doesn't bring down that Ein Choshishim Megerushim. There's no such thing as divorce by Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschori. But here the Gemara says no such thing as divorce.
So out of some Shita on the other hand, it's Pashen, she yaitzis b'mitzas bavlo.
If her husband dies, whatever husband she has, so she gets out of state ship chalufa, and then if she's adulterous, there's no such thing as adultery anymore, she wouldn't get malchus, and the person that's related to her would not bring an oshem tol, right? Now, how do we know that? How do we know such thing as mitzvah sabah by ship chalufa? Mihad amar Rabbi Yotzi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. In order to establish such thing as mitzvah sabah, we have to establish that there is a bow. Because normally bow means something else, right?
So I know that a shivcha charufa is considered to have a bow. In other words, that her husband is truly her husband. So it says, well, I'll establish it from this way. Because the Amar Rabbi Yosef Shem Yochan, it's the name Rabbi Yochan, Tirgim Akilas Hagelif and Rabbi Akiva Akilas, which is, we don't know if it's Unklus or not, but it's somebody who either, it either was Unklus or somebody who functioned like Unklus. He wrote a translation of the Torah. So Akilas, the Ger, sent him for Rabbi Akiva. It says by Shivcha Charufa, be Shivcha Necharefes Leish.
What does Necharefes mean?
So it says here, interesting derivation, I don't think it's in the Bavli. The Shibichtusha Lifneish. It means she's pressed or compressed in front of a man. Kamayat Atomalek, it says, Batishtacholov Harifos. It says, is by Orpa somewhere that it's something which she oh no, not by Orpa. When David was hiding from when he ran away from Absalom, I think, and he hid in a certain place, and the woman of the house put atop him some rifos, and rifos is like pressed mash. It was, it seemed like there was nobody underneath there, and that way its pursuers didn't find it. So this rifos we see is something which is pressed or mashed. So therefore, shulharufa is a woman who's pressed or mashed, which obviously is kind of a derogatory way, not of saying that she is under the heel of a husband. So that's why Misa Zabal is going to exempt her from being under the heel of that husband. Because she does have a husband, okay? Amar Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, a slightly different shot, but same idea.
Ruchinah Rabbi Yochanan said, can't picture Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. Lezer Rabbi Shimon explained, Lifnei Chachomim Fanei Chachomim, V'yishivcha Nechreves Leish, same idea, B'chdush Leneish, she's pressed or compacted in front of a man, Kamara Tamer, like you say, V'socha Rifos Ba'ali, within the refos, again, the mash, Bali, in the mortar and pestle. Okay. Now, that's, so she acquires herself by wherever her husband is dying. This is actually a very, very fascinating question. She's half slave. I mean, she's half husbanded by her husband, because she's half free. But she's half enslaved by her master, who's not her husband, but is her master. So we said if her husband dies, she's exempt from the state of issues of marriage. What if her master dies? Because that changes her status too, right? So maybe the fact that she gets half freed by her master dying exempts or takes her out of the marriage, whatever marriage she's contracted. It's an amazing concept if you think about it. But that's what I was asking. No, Mara's going to say explicitly later on. There's no. There's quite the opinion which holds. Look right before the Mishnah. It says, "Command the Mara ain't Eved Ivri over to see your race." Right. So we're going. Oh, wait a minute. You're right. Those have she was a Shivcha Knanis. Right. So it must be where there's no heir. Good point. Yeah, it must be there's no heir. That's a good point. Because if there's an heir, she will go to the next generation. Okay. So
Mashlim that's a mitzvah rabba. Uvahashlim sheish.
Or what happens if her husband is a slave?
And that's going to come, we'll explain that in a minute. And his 6 years are up.
Because who's allowed to marry Shivcha Charufa?
She's half slave.
A real Yisrael shouldn't be allowed to marry her. But an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a slave, right? An Eved Ivri can't have a relationship with a Shivcha Knanis. So what happens if her husband, Eved Ivri's term is an Eved Ivri expires? Okay, so we have two questions. Mrs. Rabba, her master dying, and Ishlim Sheish, his 6-year term expiring. Alright, do those terminate whatever relationship exists? So it says Mar Matsvichole. Literally means what, but here it means according to whom is this a question? Rabbi Akiva, is this a question according to Akiva? Obviously not, the Gemara says. The Rabbi Akiva, my Rabbi Akiva says, what's a Shivcha Charufa? She's half slave and half free. B'mureh says she's betrothed to Ben Chorin. Hakosim Medaber. That's the letter of Shivcha Charufa. Now she's only mureses. By the way, I'll explain this according to the Ritbaz. She's only mureses, not Nesua. Right? She's only mureses and not Nesua. So therefore, the way the Ritbaz explains it, it's not really a marriage. So the marriage is not terminated by the death of the master. It's not terminated by 6 years because it's talking about b'mureses leben chayrin.
So there's no 6 years to talk about, right? Because she's betrothed to a freeman.
So what in essence it means to be betrothed to a freeman in this man case means that he's waiting till she gets fully freed in order to fully marry her. Go beyond betrothal to actually suing. So in that case, Mitzas Rabo doesn't exempt her because that's what he's waiting for. He's waiting for her to be freed in order to complete and consummate the marriage, right? So if that's what Shivcha Charufa is, so certainly Mitzas Rabo doesn't let her get out, right? And of course, you can't talk about Hishlim Sheish, 6 years of Zavdus being over, because this guy, he doesn't go free after 6 years since he's not an Eved. It's an Eved Shivcha Charufa Mureses Leben Chayrin, right? So that can't be a question for him.
We're not talking about Korei Kiva. Rav Kavi Shmuel Tzvicholei. Asha is like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Shivcha Knanis Hanesul Eved Ivri. Rabbi Shmuel says a Shivcha Charufa is Shivcha Knanis Chati Shivcha Chati Bas Chayrin Hanesul Eved Ivri.
Now, Ritbaz goes crazy over this. I mean, in a positive sense. He says, what do you mean, Nesua? How can I have Nesuin with the Shivcha Knanis? Right? What does it mean, Nesuin? But he says, look further. He says, in Nesue Torahim, if they're considered to be Nesuin by the Torah. In other words, it's not true marriage.
She never even brings Shivcha Knanis. Because after all, it says that if an Eved Ivri, after a 6-year term is up, they split, right? He goes back home, right? So it's not true marriage, but it's some sort of bond. As it says here, hey, im adonav yitain lo isha. It says, if his master gives him a wife, right? And that wife it's talking about is not a regular Israelis, but a Shulchan Knanis. So we see, we don't know how to define it, but there's some sort of relationship called Nisuin by the Torah between an Eved Ivri and a Shulchan Knanis. And that relationship is Shivcha Charufa as well, except that she's an Eved Ivri and a woman who's half slave and half free. So that relationship is even greater bond.
But maybe it's less of a bond. Because it's a paradoxical bond. Is he bonded as a free man or is he bonded as a slave? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, Lord Tzur Chadah, the law, in other words, according to him, only according to him will he ask the question. A, Maushan Tiknatsa Mises Rabbah, because since a relationship to him is contingent on her Shivchus.
hooking into his aftus, if she goes free, maybe that disrupts the entire relationship. And on the other end, Vishlum Shesh, when his term is up, maybe that disrupts the relationship. Besides, because of the paradoxical nature of the relationship, right? She's half slave and half free. And those two forces oppose each other. And also, he's an Eved Ivri, because Rabbi Shmuel is talking about a case where he's an Eved Ivri. So it'd be considered to be a form of Nisuin, a form of actual marriage, albeit a lesser one. So that's our question. Does her freedom or his freedom disrupt that bond and make her no longer Shivcha Charufa? Okay? And of course, going Kraman Domer, and Eved Ivri Ovid is a Yorish. Going according to the opinion of Ivri, Eved Ivri does not pass on to to the heir afterwards. So in other words, the Eved Ivri doesn't pass on to the heir, so when her master dies, you know, Dr. I'm going back. I want to go back to what you said before. I realize I made a mistake. But when I answered you before, it was wrong.
It's obviously talking about where they both have the same master. They both have the same master. So if the master dies, she might not go free, but he goes free. So actually, both questions, it might be that I think the whole answer to the Gemara was wrong. I think what it actually means is our question is not on her. Even if, because you're right, because what you asked me before, which took me aback, even if her master dies, she still gets inherited the next generation. The question is when her master is also his master. So the question we're asking here, both questions we're asking is are on his side of the coin. In other words, if her master, which is his master as well, dies, or if his 6-year term is up, in both cases he goes free. In that case, does that terminate the marriage? We're not asking because she goes free. Take it. That might be a good question to ask, but we wouldn't have asked it by saying that her master died because of your question. Because her master dies, she just goes to the next generation. No, we're asking because if the master dies, he, who's enslaved as an Eved Ivri by the same master, goes free. So that's our question. And when he goes free, either because his master dies or because the 6-year term is up, does that undermine whatever relationship they had because their relationship was based on the fact that he was an Eved Ivri till now? And the Gemara, of course, doesn't answer. That's a good, okay, that's the shot. Okay, well, now on the topic of Eved Ivri. Did he say he's not coming tonight? He didn't say, did he? Eved Ivri called Nikneh, Bekesev, Bishtar, and Eved Ivri is acquired by Kev, by money and by documents. The Kohen is Atzum Bishonim, and he acquires himself after 6 years elapsed, Uvyoivel, or when the Yoivel comes, Viron Kesev, and by deducting from his purchase price. In other words, prorating. Prorating is after deducting per year, right, until he reaches low enough where he has enough funds to actually redeem himself. Yaseira, this is Eved Ivri, Yaseira love Am Ivriya. A female is superior to that in respect. She coined Hatzum B'simonim. She acquires herself when she becomes an adult. Hanirta, Eved Ivri underwent Ritzia, right, his ear was pierced because he stayed beyond 6 years. Nikneh Biritzia is acquired by his master by the piercing of the ear. The Christ Atzma acquires himself by Yoivel, either be a Yoivel, whenever that comes, or Vemisa Sodan, or when the master dies. Ksiv, it says, when your male or female brethren are sold to you, Nikish Ivrili Ivriya is a linkage joining here between a male slave and a female slave. My Ivriya Nikneh is Bekesev Bishtar. Just like an Ivriya, a female slave is acquired by money and by documents. Because the puzzle which speaks about female slave also draws a parallel to marriage. It says she's supposed to eventually marry her. there's a linkage drawn there between marriage and slavery. So we know that just like marriage is by Kesef Ashtar, so too Havdus is by Kesef Ashtar. Okay? By the way, it's going to be come up that one of the fascinating things tonight is who writes the Ashtar. Either one. Who do you think? That's what I thought too. Okay. We're wrong. Okay, so, no, we're right, but we're wrong too. So, so that's what Kesef Ashtar. We're right, and we're wrong. You'll see. Nicha b'kesef. Well, I understand money. You'll see if it says beyond zochina main kesef. It says when she goes out, she goes free without any money. But it means she went into avdus through money. We star me no one. How do we know that by star she goes into avdus by star? We made it be baschoren so that for a free woman who gets married, we star. So to a maidservant gets married, or gets or becomes a maidservant with star. Vivri laman mivria. And an Eved Ivri is learned out from an Am Ivri. Says more, wait a minute. Nimtzo lamed melamed. So we have a two-stage limud here. We're learning out from something else. We're learning Ivri from Ivriya and Ivriya from marriage. So it's two stages. Now, that's good. I could do Rabbi Kiva, the Isli lamed and lamed. According to Rabbi Kiva, that's good. He says you can learn out something else which is itself derived from elsewhere. However, Rabbi Shmuel, the lazy lamed and lamed, Rabbi Shmuel, you can't do that. Now, in the Bavli, this is only a problem by Kochin. We hold that Ein lamedim mina lamed by Kochin, but not by the rest of Shas. But Yushami obviously holds according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's always a problem. Okay? So Yushami argued the Bavli. Says Mar Ashkech Tani, so they found the price of where Rabbi Shmuel said, I'm going to learn this like the Shari Teres Yitzro, which is Lomad instead of Lohom Mila. Lomad, and the next word should be Chofshi. And the word Chofshi is written by Eved Ivri, that after 6 years he goes on Chofshi. He learns that from Michufsha, from the word Chufsha, which is her freedom, which is written by Shivcha Charufa. So he learns out. Shiv Charufa is a Shiv Chaknanis. So Shiv Chaknanis, of course, is brought with Shtar because it's like Karkos, right? So therefore, it's not Lomid Mina Lomid anymore. In other words, it doesn't have to go from Ivri to Ivriya and then to marriage. Rather, it goes directly from Ivri to Charufa. And Charufa is not learned out from anything, but rather, in and of itself, it's considered like real estate, and therefore, Karka of the Shtar works like that. Okay, says the Gemara, B'chol Asar Leisei Rabbi Shmuel Lomid Yimina Lomid. No, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Sorry, it's still Lomid Yimina Lomid according to this price. Because it's Ivri from Shivcha Charufa, which in itself is learned from Karkos. So it's still considered to be Lomi Mina Lomi. Sorry, because the next line of Gemara says, B'chol Asar Leisei Rabbi Shmuel Lomi Mina Lomi. All of Rabbi Shmuel doesn't know you learn out from something else, right? V'ocha Yisle Rabbi Shmuel. And here Rabbi Shmuel does hold of it. How could this be? So says the Gemara, Tani Lo B'Shem Chacham. Somebody says that he does. Okay? Now, we don't know this brightsa. But the author of this brightsa, Takos, Rabbi Shmuel, you can learn out Mina Lomid. You can learn out Mina Lomid. Okay? Alright. How do we know? Well, it's a little bit choppy. But how do we, is there some way to learn it? Not Mina Lomid. Some way to learn it directly. Says not Taisa Rabbi Shmuel, if you don't hold like this Chacham of this price, so who says Lomid, Lomid, Mina Lomid, says more, you can do it. Shiluach, Shiluach, Shiluach. Make it say, Shiluach, Shiluach. Shiluach is written by Get, and Shiluach is written by Avodim. Mashiach Shnemar Alalim Bishtar Jisai Shluch written by Get is a document. Avkan Bishtar Sotir, it's by, with the document. The acquisition of Avodi. Says Marmei, how can you draw such a comparison? Lo Damya, they're not comparable. Tama Lak, no slats more. Get it? Be Machner to herself. Ramachli Kosachem, but here the every reaver is being carried by others. However, Ramitani said, you're right. Let's learn it differently. He says, Mechira, Mechira. We can learn it out differently. It says, an Eved Eved should not be sold like a regular Eved. William Krumim Keres Oved. Okay? So we see in Eved Eved, he has the word Mechira attached to it. And we learn out from Mechira and the rest of. It says by Eved Knat. It says by Eved Eved, William Krumim Keres Oved. And we see from this that there's a concept in Keres Oved. And then we see also that it says by Eved Ivri himself, Ki mochil cha chicha ivriya ivriya. So we see that there's such gods as Memkar by Eved Kanani. And we see the word Memkar by Eved Ivri. So we learn out Eved Kanani from Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri from Eved Kanani. So I'm not sure if that's considered Lamed Mina Lamed or not. The word doesn't say. I can maybe. The chorus also lamed mina lamed, so I know what we've solved. Anyway, I'm not sure about that. So the question is, however, what about chazaka? If you're going to say that we learn out from Eved Kanani is acquired by chazaka, so Eved Eved should be acquired by chazaka as well. By using it, by making use of it. So says the Gemara, here it says, Omer Rebchir Barada, but I'm going to take this out and put it in the next line. Gilan Ephraim does that. And it's in order to avoid a question asked by the Ritbaz. So let's take out Omer Rebchir Barada. Let's relearn who Ivri, who Ivriya. So the Gemara says, you know what? You're right. Theoretically, were we to learn out from Eved Kanani, we'd have to say that you acquired Eved Ivri by Chazaka as well. But how do we know Eved Ivri? We must go back and say we learned out Eved Ivri from Amo Ivriya. If that's the case, it's Lamedim in Alamed. Okay, what can I do? But I don't want to say Chazaka. And the reason why I don't want to say Chazaka is obviously because Chazaka implies menial labor, right? What does a chazaka in Eved mean? It means I make him work. And Eved Ivri says, you're not supposed to really make him work hard. So therefore, I say, I don't want to imply that Kini Chazaka works by an Eved Ivri. Okay? Says the Gemara. It says Bekesef. And Eved Ivri is acquired by Kesef. How we know that? By Kesef Mim Koro. Says the money of his sale. Now, this Pasuk of Vaya Kesim Mikoro is written by a Eved Ivri who sold to a Goy. If an Eved Ivri sold to a Goy, he's still got to be redeemed. You can't just go to the Goy and demand it back. You have to play fair. Okay? So you have to pay him back for it. Now this, let's put it Rabbi Chia Barada over here, Bekesef Unigal, but you can only, a Jew who sold to a Goy can only be redeemed by money, not by paying the goy with grain or with vessels. It's an amazing concept. So the Or Sameach explains what the concept is. He says, you can't pay a goy for an Eved Ivri with land. Why not? Very good. I knew you would get that one. Because you can't give away land of Israel to a goy. So it's obvious you can't pay with land. But so therefore when it says kesef here can't be coming to preclude karka, which is normally what kesef comes to preclude, because anyway you can't give it to a goy, so it must be including tefu and kelim. But why not? So the Meshech Chochma, the Or Sameach, says interesting word. He says it's a time of the crow, a reason for it. He says, because we don't want to make a chil Hashem. And if you go to a guy and say, okay, I want to pay you for the Eved Ivri you bought with in kind. So the guy will always feel cheated. Because that means we have to reckon how much the in kind is worth, right? And it might not come out in the guy's mind be properly, the proper barter. So therefore we always have to pay the guy with cash. Now, but that's only, says the Mesh Chochma, in explaining the continuation of the Gemara, if we're compelling him to sell us the Eben Ivri which he's holding, which we can do. If we compel, we can compel him to sell it back, but then we can only compel him for cash. But if the guy wants to accept to go okay, the man is only interested, then that's okay. And that's what I was about to say. But first, I want to ask this question. All over at Ovid Shavakets Kesavi, say that which is worth money is like money. You're saying that which is worth money is not like money. Why it's okay? Why can't it be like Shavakets Kesavi? It's worth money. Let it be like money. So says Mar Rabbi Abba Mori, Rabbi Abba Mori said, Shanye, here's the statement. Shashino love Akosuf. Here the Pasuk chain, Pasuk stresses. Kesef ba Kesef mentions money twice, so it means Dafka money. However, of Rabbi Chia Barada, like I said, name was Samech, of Rabbi Chia Barada Yoider, Rabbi Chia Barada also concedes, Shim Pikishli Groa. If you want, if the guy acquiesces to deduct from the purchase price from based on Tvukim, Shimagar Raviates Afilu Tvuav Afilu Tvukim. That works even with grain, even with vessels. Now, the Rosamech again says that because he agreed to it, not compelling him. But there's another Pshat in the Ritbaz here that it means here to buy from the guy, the Eved Ivri, you still need to use money. But the Eved Ivri was bought for $5,000, right? Let's say. You can drive down $4,999.99 with Zvuah Kelim. But the last purchase back from the guy, that has to be done with money. So the Giron, the prorating, can be done the way the Ritbaz learned with Zvuah Kelim. But not the last actual pruta. The way the Or Sameach learns, no, since he acquiesced even the last actual pruta. But the way the Ritbaz is learning, that he's learning that it's very narrow, he's saying that to the only kinyan a goy has is Take Kesef, not Shavu Kesef. And therefore he can drive down the price of Shavu Kesef, but the actual kinyan back from the goy has got to be done specifically with money. Okay? Says more on Rabbi Udon. Rabbi Udon said, Rabbi Udon from Mitanya said, Adon Tamish Lo Asan Domi. That's only, again, it sounds like the Ursameh. That's only if you didn't reckon the precise value of the grain. If you made it like money, if you made a precise value, that's like money. And according to the advice, you can even use it for the last pruta. Okay? Bishtar. Okay? How does a shtar work? Ravo mer bishtar shel kesef. It's an amazing concept. An Eved Ivri is bought by a shtar. He's selling himself. So who writes the shtar?
He wrote it as a free man.
What? It's you, not me. Okay, so he writes the shtar as a free man. That's correct. So the Eved Ivri who's selling himself writes the shtar, right? So the Gemara says he had got to be a shtar as a receipt for money. But not shtar shmatana, he can't give himself as a gift as an Eved Ivri. You see, he can only write a shtar as a sale, not as a gift. I can't give myself as a gift as an Eved Ivri to somebody. The shtar must mention money. There's got to be consideration. It has to be a purchase, not a gift. Okay, so in every Ivri, why is that? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Avomer, Bishtar Shal Kesef, Bishtar Matana Lo. Why is that? Shema Yasubo Evan, because maybe the Evan will renege on the deal and says, I don't want to be a gift to you anymore. So says more the obvious question. If that's the case, I feel Bishtar Shal Kesef Yochul Achsubo. If we're afraid that the Evan's going to renege, so you should be afraid Evan's going to renege even if it's a document which is written for consideration. If a guy is going to renege, he's going to renege because he doesn't like Avdus anymore. So what's the difference?
He has to buy himself out.
What?
He can't just renege, he has to buy himself out. He has to redeem himself. He can't just change his mind.
Well, he can't change his mind once he gives himself as a gift either. Why should we have to change his mind either way? So the more obsessed, the more it looks at the other direction. What it means is, we look at it the other way. That we're afraid that the master is going to renege. Because the famine will come, he doesn't want to support the servant anymore. So therefore we say that a master who bound himself to the eved by paying for the eved, he knows that he can't renege on the deal because the deal was cemented. But a master who bought the eved, who didn't buy the eved, just got the eved as a gift, he never really feels that affinity to the eved. It's like an asmachta lo kanya. It's an interesting concept. You spend money on the eved, then you the bond to the eved is considered to be real. If you don't spend money on the eved, so it's not considered to be a real bond, and therefore it's not a true sale of avdus. Okay, it's interesting. It's a bottom line, right? Money makes it real. Okay? Says the Gemara, Seder Mechir Kachu. How do you sell? This is amazing, Bryson. Ani Ploini Mechati Biti Uploini. This is how do you sell your daughter as a slave? You write a document. The seller writes a document. I sold my daughter into slavery. Seder Kiddushin Kachi. How do you Mechadish a girl? Kachu ani pleni kidashti biti lepleni. Says tomorrow the father writes the document to the husband. We always thought the husband writes the document to the father, right? Just like he writes document arei mekudeshesli, he writes arei bitcho mekudeshesli. No, the father writes it. Now the Orsamech says that's only a father. A woman could never write her own dashtar kiddushin. A father can say the chumash is biti nasati lishoze. That when a father marries off his daughter, he's actually, so to speak, selling his daughter. It's a form of sale. A girl does not sell herself. She allows the husband to be mekadesher. So therefore, the Rishonim says even the Ushami agree that it's only where a father is marrying off his daughter that the father writes the document. But if a daughter marries herself, then the husband has to write the document. But still, a major chiddush over the Bavli. Because in the Bavli, the assumption is always that even if the father is marrying off his daughter, that the husband always writes the document to either the daughter or the father, depending on the situation. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chagai, Boikum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Chagai asked Rabbi Yossi, Yichlif Omar, what if he switched and he said, Ani pleni lokachti bito shel pleni? What if he wrote the document? I'm buying his daughter as a slave. Ani pleni kidashti bito shel pleni. I bought her as a wife. Amar Leizer said, Mabakach. Doesn't matter. So we see that either one can write the document. It's for either the seller or the buyer can write the document. In both cases. Okay? But if you wrote for an amay vriya kiddushin, or by a wife mechira, that's not valid. Which is a nice, somewhat liberal gemara, but you can't consider the daughter to be sold to the husband, so you can't lose the lashon of mechira, which is nice. Okay, says the gemara. See, it says sheishanim yavod. It says an eved who works for 6 years. Does it go out at the end of the 6 years? No, Tom Lawrence but says it was Yotze. It goes on the 7th year. Does it go out at the end of the 7th year? Tom Lawrence Sheshem Yavano says it only works for 6 years. Okay, it's a size of work. Ovi Kol Shesh, he works for 6 years. He goes out at the commencement of the 7th year. So it's a complete 6 years, it goes out at the commencement of the 7th year. Yeah. Rishvi is Yotza. It says Mara, Bishvi Shal Mechir, it's the 7th year for when he sold, Velo Shvi Shalom, not the 7th year of Shemitah.
Atoimer Shvishol Mechira, is it the 6th year, 7th year after you sold? Ela Shvishol, maybe it's the 7th Shemitah year. Like next year, the Shemitah year, all of them go fleeing Shemitah. No, Shomer Sheshanim Yavo, it says 6 years should work. Hare Sheshanim Amuros. That's telling us that he worked for 6 years. Hamani Mekayim Ushvias Yetzei. So it says he worked for 6 years, not the 6 years of Shemitah, but a 6 year period. So there, when it says Ushvias Yetzei, it must be Ushvias Shomachira, the 7th year after the sale. After his work for 6 years, lo shviyah sholem, not the 7 years of Shemitah. So says Margen Emel Cholif, let's say the opposite, that maybe it's the 6 years, 6 years of Shemitah, and the 7th is the Shemitah year. And Rabbi Zeir B'Shem Ravuna, uba shviyah ksiv. It says, and in the 7th he'll go out. So the way the Bnei Moshe explains it, it's that he explains that sheishlim yavod uba shviyah, where sometimes he works in the 7th year. How could that be? It must be that he works in Shemitah and he goes out when his own 7th year comes. So using the word Shviz twice actually. Sheshem Yabot, Ubashviz, and Shemitah as well. Ubashviz, Yetzei, and in his own 7th year after the sale, that's when he goes out. So using Ubashviz twice, like schizophrenically. It's one that's going to say he works during Shemitah, then it tells us he goes out during his own 7th year. But the Malbim on Chumash is a nice pshat, I think. Malbim says, it says, Ubashvis and not Ubashnasa Shvis. Where Shemitah would have said Bashnasa Shvis in the 7th year, which is always the term for Shemitah. It just says Bashvis in the 7th. It means the 7th year after a sale, not the Shemitah year. Okay? He says another reason. Very barabatish, not probably barabatish, but very, very simple. It says, look, it says that Avadim go free in Yovel. When does Yovel come? Right. So if they all went free in Shemitah, what do you need Yovel for? If Taka every Shemitah, you all of them would have gone free. So who's a slave during Yovel? What does Yovel come and learn? Yovel Minyan Shnei Shavua. That the Yovel is not part of the Shemitah cycle. And therefore it's all, every 50th year. So you're right. So Yovel and Shemitah always come at the chase to each other. But Ram of this amazing Yerushalmi. It's only Yerushalmi, never brought down the Bavli. Command them are Yovel Ela Minyan Shnei Shavua. The opinion which holds that Yovel cycles independently of Shemitah. Now the Orson Mech explains an amazing concept. Shemitah is every 7th year. Yovel is the 50th year, right? So the first Shemitah Yovel I'm so kept after leaving Egypt, after entering Eretz Yisrael, is the 50th year. But between each Yovel are 49 years, right? When's the next Yovel going to be in correlation to Shemitah? What? The next the next Yovel is going to be a year away from Shemitah. It's going to be the 51st year, because this is year 50. Then you're going to count another. And this is right after Shemitah, right? But Shemitah remains static. The 7 year Shemitah never changed, right?
And the next Yovel is going to be the
50. Every Yovel is 50 absolute.
Right, every 50 absolute years, regardless of Shemitah.
Shemitah will overlap.
That's right, so Shemitah will be actually, the 98th year after entering Eretz Yisrael will be Shemitah. The 98th year will be Shemitah. The 100th year will be Yovel, right? Because 98 is divisible by 7. But Yovel is going to be the 100th. So the next time they keep Yovel, the second time is going to be year gap between Shemitah and Yovel. And the third Shemitah, Yovel, is going to be 2 year gap. It's and so on and so forth, until finally, at some point, Shemitah and Yovel will be the same year, and the next year it's going to cycle again. So according to this, according to Yerushalayim, according to this, no, there's a reason why Avadim should go out in Shemitah and in Yovel. Because Yovel doesn't immediately always come after Shemitah. Sometimes Yovel comes at a distance after Shemitah. The Shita is nowhere else in Shas. But the Yerushalayim, or Samech says, based on the Shita, he explained a whole bunch of things, which were not relevant to us tonight. The Malbim doesn't want to learn this way. The Malbim doesn't go to this extreme. He says, it doesn't mean that Yovel and Shemitah can separate, like I just explained it, even though that seems to be the shot. He says, it means that Yovel and Shemitah cycle independently, that it could be Am Yisrael won't keep Shemitahs, but will have Yovel. Or will have Shemitahs and no Yovel, like we have today. So either be Shemitahs without Yovel or Yovel without Shemitah. What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made belt and suspenders. He said, if you keep Shemitahs and Yovels, and a Chanami, the Yovel is superfluous, because all the Avodim went out by Shemitah. But if you, for some reason, don't keep Shemitahs, then there should still be Yovel to take out the Avodim afterwards. Okay? So that's why you would need both. Okay? So it says the Gemara again, but the Ask Commander Mariah Yovel Olamineh Shnei Shavua. Rock Commander Mariah Yovel Olamineh Shnei Shavua. But Mishavua Bamsa Shnei Shavua. Sometimes Yovel comes in the middle of the 7 years, which is like your Samech explained. Rabbi in the case story, the rabbis of Caesarea, I mean, they said, I feel the commander might be like the opinion which holds. Take out the word ain, Shmurin is close and the bomb takes out. How Yovel Olamineh Shnei Shavua. Let's say, the Yovel. Oh, no, don't take it out. Now I said, even like the Ma'amar says, Yovel doesn't come in the middle, meaning Yovel is always after Shemitah. Nevertheless, we still need to have Yovel. Yochai Mavki Minhocha. I need to have Yovel because this Shviz Moitzias Avodim. Shviz takes out regular slaves, but not the ones with pierced ears. The pierced ears guys, they still work the Yovel, right? So therefore, I would need to have the Gemara started out with and said with Rabbi Chuna's Svar and said, well, if you say Shemitah takes a guy out of office, why need Yovel, right? So we just said, well, you might need, so it must be that the 7th year is not Shemitah, but the 7th year is his actual 7th year. So the Gemara gave 2 reasons why Rabbi Chuna is incorrect. One is if you know that Shemitah and Yovel cycle independently, they need Yovel anyway, right? Because Yovel either comes out at a gap from Shemitah, or there could be Yovels without Shemitahs. So that's why you need Yovel. And now the Gemara is saying, no, anyway you need Yovel, and you would need Yovel and Shemitah. That's not a riot that the 7th year is his own personal 7th year. You need Shemitah for the 6-year term Avodim, and Yovel for the permanent Avodim, the ones who have Ritzia. So then we have to go back to the drasha of Rabbi Zia Rasher Ravuna, that we know that Shemitah is his personal 7th year, and not the Shemitah year, because it says, either like the Malbim, Uvi Shemitah and not Bishnas or Shemitah, Shemitah's personal 7th year, or like the Bnei Moshe said, that Bishnas means he works in the 7th year and then goes out in his own personal 7th year. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening.